That's right, Ruth. President of Crescent Project, Fuad Masri, says no Muslim knows for sure they're going to heaven. Masri says there's only one way to escape that.
But the only way to escape that system is to die in jihad, in a war, in a way to, while you're trying to establish the rule of Islam. So the sign that more and more people are want to join jihad is a sign that people are thirsty for salvation, thirsty for assurance.
And Christians can provide that assurance through Jesus. 900 students attended Masri seminars at Urbana to learn more. Aaron, a Cornerstone University student, was one of them.
Just over the last 3 years, God's really put it on my heart to work with Muslim people. And I don't have much experience personally, but I came to find out more. I'm graduating in May, and I'm doing my student teaching this next spring in Turkey.
More than 650 students say they want to reach out to Muslims. Meanwhile, it's clear that the missions world is changing. But will the new generation rise to the challenge? MNN's Elisa Whiteman reports.
Senior pastor of Nairobi Chapel, Oscar Moryu, has been challenging Urbana students to look at missions in a new way.
Moving from pride to humility. Moving from power to powerlessness, moving from privilege to poverty, and moving from harmony to brokenness. This then was how Jesus incarnated into our world, and this is what then becomes a model for missions for us today.
More, you urge students to be willing to give up everything the Lord calls them to for the sake of the gospel.
Within 10 and 15 years, you will be the missionaries on the field. Take us to the next level.
Pray that students would be stirred to refresh the mission field as they leave Urbana. Greg?
We'll find out their response tomorrow. Greg Yoder, Mission Network News, Urbana 09.